So I just want to follow up a little bit more about this patient, because David told me a very interesting story about what actually happened to this woman, and maybe you can relate that, David.
Well, this particular patient went on B39, was randomized to partial breast irradiation. She received her partial breast irradiation without any complication or difficulty. She had some erythema that developed, as you would expect, and then this resolved. She went on several weeks later to get the chemotherapy that was recommended or required by her randomization in the Taylor-X, and she received adriamycin and cyclophosphamide standard treatment. After the first course of therapy, she developed an intense erythematous reaction to the skin. Her partial breast irradiation, I should mention, was given as external beam conformal radiation. She got an intense erythematous recall reaction that actually delayed her second dose of treatment. We treat these with local steroid creams and with some systemic non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and it resolved and she was able to complete her therapy. When this has occurred, we haven't found it go beyond the second dose of chemotherapy, but it really can be quite impressive during the first dose or two.
Chuck, I thought this was really interesting because usually the external beam is given after the chemo. And in this case, it's 5 days, stick it in before the chemo, and yet this woman gets this bad recall reaction. Have you seen that before?
I have not in the patients that I've treated. I've tended to, so far, the patients that I've seen that have gotten the partial breast have been the node positive, so I've been using sequential anthracycline taxanes, and I've just been flipping the order to delay the anthracycline and haven't had problems.